Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Can I just give one thing off the title game?
Yeah.
Is Manic okay? I mean, Manic was not okay.
See, like, people saw that part because that was early on.
Okay, so yeah. You know what we're talking about when I say, is Manic okay?
And James Strebel.
Oh, no, Strebel.
That was like the first Strebel. 3 minutes of the game, Strebel.
Well, they talked about it the entire game. Strebel.
It was literally going into the first TV timeout.
Oh, my God.
Well.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
An early break. We'll have Jonathan Littner joining us from Lou City here in just a second. Reminder to check out my friends. I need to show you, by the way, some of the system I have here with Sonatrol, Strebel.
Oh, yeah.
Remind me to do that.
Sure.
SonatrolKY.com. Talk to a person right now. 966-8999. Local business, family-owned business for more now than 35 years in the Louisville area. 5 stars, highest-rated security company in Kentucky. Security and so much more. Check them out online today. SonatrolKY.com. We appreciate them being part of the show on this Friday. Jonathan Littner, let's get him going. Lou City in action this weekend. 2:45 pregame right here on ESPN 680-105.7. It's not the season opener, but the home opener against El Paso. What's going on, Jonathan? What's happening, man?
Yeah, hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. It seems like the off season always flies by, and this year was no exception. So we're excited to get back, and a 3 o'clock game rather than a night game is definitely going to be different for us. But I think it opens it up for, families to come out to the game and see, a team that's off to a 2-0 start. It looks like expectations are as usual for Louisville City, and they're chasing another championship.
There's going to be a lot of people downtown. I think you guys are going to have a good crowd. You did this because it wouldn't be as cold as it was at 7:30 at night, right? Yeah. It's a good idea.
Last year we started a couple weeks earlier, but we all showed up to the stadium to work. It's like 3, 4, 5 o'clock, and then the game starts, and it's like, it's cold. Nobody wants to be out here, but if we had played at 3, I think it would have been great. So, yeah, we're going to go ahead and play. If we're playing in March, let's just do it at 3 o'clock, and we'll have plenty of games under the lights later this year. So, definitely a great opportunity to have landed to on the weekend where you've got the NCAA games on Friday and Sunday, and then we get to play on Saturday. So we've already heard, I think it's from Creighton especially, they apparently have a lot of people who are interested in soccer and are going to be coming out to the game. So we've been working with the alumni associations of all the schools in town. So I think I just heard we're at about 8,000 sold, and I think 8,500 is our record for a Lou City home opener. So we are right on pace to set a new record this year.
Wow, well, good job. Very man. Cool. No, that yeah. That's awesome. And again, the match, 3 o'clock right downtown town, Lynn Family Stadium, beautiful stadium. If you're in town for the games listening to us, absolutely state-of-the-art and a great team. Yeah. We'll talk about the team that's already 2-0 on the season. Anything new around the stadium that we need to know or remind people of? And sorry if I'm putting you on the spot, anything new?
We've added some local food options. I think every year, we've had a club here for now 8-9 seasons, but we've only had a stadium for a few years. So we're still, taking feedback on how to improve the experience here. I think a big part of that is what we did last year, and we opened a fan zone. So if you've ever been to the stadium or driven past it, it's like where that Our City sign is out front.
Oh, yeah.
So that's now fenced in, and gates to the stadium open an hour earlier, but you can come even earlier than that, an hour and a half to the fan zone. We've always got a $2 beer happy hour out there. Got inflatable games for the kids, face painting, all that sort of good stuff. So I would say that's still newer at the stadium. And if you want to come over here a little bit early, get some cheap beer. And then we've got a few giveaway items. We're doing the boomsticks. I know they're not for everybody, but we've got, I think, 3,000 of those that are going out. You know, we've got magnetic schedules and all that good stuff. So if you come out to the game, cheap beer, lots of free stuff you'll be able to get. And like I said, the team is off to a really good start, and I think we feel pretty good about tomorrow.
Jonathan Lindner with us, from Lou City and Racing. We can talk about them here in a second, but, I mean, you say off to a great start. They're always off to a great start. I mean, we're taking it for granted. It's like the college basketball from, like, 2010
You're right.
to, like, 2017. We were taking it all for granted. What is the early, I mean, just, again, going into the third match, you're looking at two road games and now finally back home a couple weeks into the season. But early on, Jonathan, what is the story, I guess, of this team?
Yeah, I think it's the road success. So the preseason schedule was built around them playing eight games and only one of those being in Louisville, knowing that they were going to have to go out to California for their first two games. So the team went out a couple weeks back. They win at Orange County in Southern California. They go up to Monterey Bay, which is more Northern California. They stayed there the entire week, and then they won the second game. So
I'm sure Paolo was happy about that. I'm sure Paolo was happy about that.
You know, they said the weather was actually not good. So
yeah, well, that's not surprising, actually. Yeah, it's not surprising. Yeah.
You know, they said, I think it was kind of about like it is today here. It was like that there every day. So rainy and dreary, but they get the 6 points from the two games out there, and I really think that's the story because they wanted to get off to that strong start based on all the mileage they put in the preseason. You know, they went out to Seattle and Tucson, Arizona, and Texas. So they were all over the place logging those miles and just trying to get used to the travel so that they could hopefully get off to the start that they did.
Jonathan Lindner with us here on ESPN 680 105.7. I mean, what do we know about El Paso? No offense to them, but this is setting up to be like 4-1. I'm calling it right now. I mean, it is, right? I mean, come on. It's okay.
I'll let you say that. El Paso is 0-3, and the message around the team this week is don't get complacent and don't overlook them.
Ah, yes.
Sure.
Complacency.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
No, but I reasonably think that they're better than 0-3. They've had to play those three games in a week. So if you struggle in that first game and you got to play again on Wednesday, you know, things can snowball and get out of control pretty quickly. So, you know, they've had a full week to prepare for this, and we're, you know, admittedly pretty banged up. In the first two games, I think Brian Ombi has been the best player on the field.
Well, he's
for
out.
Either team.
And he's out.
And he's going to be out. Yeah. So he's got a red card suspension. He has to sit out for a game. He's had a two assists and a goal already. So you're looking at filling those sorts of holes, and you're going to see probably some changes in the lineup, see some younger guys play.
Sure.
You know, Danny Cruz, our coach, his whole thing has been, you know, we want to not just have one good player at every position, but kind of have a two deep and have a lot of depth, and that's going to get tested on Saturday.
Who's better than you thought early on in the league right now? Again, I know everyone's only played two or three matches, so it's unfair, but it's at least a little bit of data, right? Is anyone better or worse than maybe you thought?
I think the team I'm going to be paying attention to is Indy 11.
Okay.
The reason El Paso, the team that we're not playing, they're the team that we're playing this weekend, the reason they've kind of fallen off is because their coach left for Indy 11. So
gotcha.
He's been there
okay.
for a season. He's been able to bring their guys in. He built a really good club in El Paso, Texas, playing in a baseball stadium. So you have to figure if he goes to Indy, which is like our main rival, they have some resources there that's going to maybe bring that rivalry back. I think it's fallen off at interest in the last few years. We haven't been able to really replace, I think, all of the emotion that went into playing FC Cincinnati before they went to MLS. So, you know, part of me, you want to see your rival lose, but at the same time, you kind of want to see him be respectable, right? I'll maybe let Strebel weigh in on that. But
we saw that with Kentucky and Louisville a little bit, right?
Sure.
I mean, like, that game wasn't fun this year.
Right.
It will for anybody.
Yeah,
it's just whatever.
You know? So Indy is the team that I'm going to have my eye on, especially because we've got them here on July 29th. We've designated that our you know, quote-unquote, fill-the-fam game where we're going to try and sell out the stadium and make it big like Tampa Bay was last year. So hopefully that turns into, you know, two teams near the top of the table, and you know, that's going to mean that Indy's gotten a little bit better year over year.
in action tonight and then in action for the U.S. Open Cup against Lexington at Lynn Family Stadium. That'll be the U.S. Open Cup Wednesday, April 5th. That will be at 7 o'clock. And then back home against Detroit on April 8th. And then again on the 15th. So you guys have been on the road and you're going out to California yet again. But coming up here in April, there's going to be a string of weekends here. You guys are going to be down there at Lynn Family Stadium. Reminder, the $2 happy hour on the beer, and we'll have the broadcast beginning at 2:45. Kickoff there at Lynn Family Stadium at 3 o'clock. Jonathan, appreciate the time, man. Take care.
All right, thank you guys. Appreciate it.
All right, there we go. Jonathan Lindner, you feeling good about that?
I am feeling good about that.
I'll be down there. I'll be down there.
You gonna be down there?
Yeah, I'll be down around there. Yeah, don't worry about what I'm doing.
Nice, nice. That's Jonathan Lindner and the folks at Lou City know what people want. They want $2 beers. Damn right. Give the people what they want. I like that. That made me happy.
Okay.
It's true.
Lindner doesn't need your fake take. He doesn't need your fake take.
It's not a fake take.
We get you down there then, $2 beers.
I know. I need to get down there at $2
beers. Bring Kellen.
Absolutely.
Get him a $2 beer. I don't know what's going on.
Beer.
Not yet.
That'd be bad. Yeah.
That would be bad.
That'd be really bad for him and for me. I
mean, he hasn't had a beer yet? He hasn't had his first father-son beer?
No,
you got to start working up that tolerance.
He's 11.
Too young. Yeah, but he's small. So, like, he's got to build up the tolerance. He's not big. Like, I know he's big, like you said, for his age, but not
he's
like you or me
age,
are built.
Yeah.
Like, he's not built like that. So, he's probably got to work up that tolerance. So, like, go ahead. No. Give him, crack it open tonight. It'll be the first
time. Get some of that Bush Light in between those growth plates.
I'd like to let his brain develop. He's got a pretty good brain, so I'd like to let that go.
Sometimes you do better against in adversity. He needs adversity.
Yeah, like Will Levis.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why the NFL likes him.
Yeah, he's
strong
in
arm and adversity.
Yeah.
That's Kellen.
Yeah.
There it is. 437-9680, 4 o'clock hour. We're just going to roll into it.
Let's roll.
Do we want to hit another ID?
Just in case?
Yeah, we
Justin,
should.
Justin, you feel good about it?
Yeah, maybe get 408. Like 4 or 5. Let's see how many we can get in throughout the hour.
Pull the Nick Valvano and do it at 409.
We're in the middle of a take, and it's just ID.
All right, go ahead and let's be legal as we go into the 4 o'clock hour.
You're listening to Kentuckiana's ESPN 680, WHBE Newburgh, and 105.7 WHBE FM Eminence Frankfurt.
4 o'clock hour presented by RGB Home Theaters. RGB, red, green, blue, RGBHomeTheaters.com. Get that free estimate. Check out their most recent work. If you want to bring that theater experience to your home, you can today. If you just simply need a TV, couple TVs, an outdoor setup, no matter where you need to be entertained, they got you covered at RGB Home Theaters. We appreciate them being part of the show. What did I want to get in with you here? Where was I going to go here with James Strebel?
There's plenty of places.
Well, no, there's really not. Are you happy Tennessee lost last night?
I am. That did warm my heart, the Tennessee loss. I did enjoy that.
We'll get into Timmy here in a second,
okay, obviously.
But did you see, and what are we going to do here with our man? Did you see Mike DeCourcy?
No, I did not see Mike.
I hope you're listening.
What did Mike do?
Oh, Mike.
I see his Twitter profile there up on the screen in a tweet.
He tweeted about the Big Ten.
Which flopped again, as they usually do.
Well, I mean, there you are.
Yes,
okay.
Yeah, they flop every
DeCourcy
year.
DeCourcy says, this morning, 8:30 a.m., if people are going to keep reciting the no champion from Big Ten since 2000, as if it were Stairway to Heaven, where does that leave Maryland in 2002? They somehow didn't keep their title.
Maryland was in the ACC.
I know. That's the battle.
Oh, my.
That's what I'm saying.
Did he get crushed?
I was being crushed.
How bad did he get crushed?
Bad. You know,
so is he trying to, like, transport that title to the Big Ten, or did he just make the mistake?
He has no shield. Okay.
He has no shield.
Hang on.
He has no armor.
DeCourcy is in a lion's den, like Daniel.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, let's go biblical on a basketball Friday. He's in a lion's den.
Yeah.
And he's trying to protect his child has fallen into the lion's den.
Right.
And he jumps down there, his child being the Big Ten here. Okay?
Right. Okay, so
for this particular take, his baby.
Yeah.
And he's trying to protect it, and he has a sword and a shield.
Right, okay.
And the lion swipes the shield and swipes the sword.
So he's weaponless.
And he looks down, and all that's left of the shield is just a small little shard, okay?
A splinter.
A splinter, and it's not going to do anything against the big bad tiger.
Right.
Or lion, excuse me.
Whichever big cat.
And that's this.
Oh,
going back 21 years
to 2002.
To Maryland, who, you know, very much in the ACC. I understand what he's trying to do. Okay,
but Mike.
But it, Mike, yeah, it's a splinter of a sword. It's a splinter of a shield.
It can't protect that baby for long.
No,
those lions are hungry.
The Big Ten, it died.
It died with Tom Izzo last night. Unfortunately, that's exactly what happened. And Tom Izzo, I mean, those remarks were kind of funny. And you're right. If that was John Calipari, the think pieces that would have been written today by all the college basketball writers, everything would have been ugly. It would have been a mess.
You guys, I mean, I'm asking, and the answer is yes.
Yeah.
And I even understand it. I do. Everyone's territorial. You want your place of living, your conference, no matter what it is, you want to be the best, and, you know, yada, yada.
Yeah.
The Big Ten is simply fun to make fun of now.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
I mean, because
yeah.
I don't, you know, you're in this tricky dance where you want the SEC to do just enough to gain respect or keep respect, but not enough that Must Bus beats UConn to be in the Elite Eight. And hey,
sure,
this weekend, if Alabama tripped up, you wouldn't be too sad. And I sure as hell know that everyone's having a fun at Tennessee's expense.
Oh, absolutely.
Giving up a double-digit lead in the second half to FAU and Big Bad Rick Barnes. Like,
right.
But Tennessee got respect making the Sweet 16.
They did.
And
Musselman got respect.
But not enough.
Right.
But not enough. Now Musselman's made now a Sweet 16 to Elite Eight.
But he took a little bit of a hit last night.
I mean, that shirt had to stay on.
I mean, he looks like, with the shirt incident and then being absolutely annihilated, looks like an absolute goofball.
Yeah, I mean, go
ahead.
No, I was going to say, you take your shirt off getting to a Sweet 16, you get what you get.
Yeah.
And he got what he got last night.
I mean, he beat
night.
Kansas without Bill Self, and the guy's been to back-to-back Elite Eights.
Right, exactly.
So it's not like this is Arkansas breaking through like, you know, like a number of other teams.
And right.
You're like a 16 seed, FDU doing what they did.
Actually, it was a disappointment that he was an 8 seed.
I mean, I love Must Bus. If he would have backed it up last night, going shirtless, and if he loses 86-83, loses like Michigan State, loses like UCLA and Gonzaga in some sort of close way, it's a completely different discussion.
But
that's not what happened.
No, he was undressed and he didn't do the undressing.
No, the last,
like, he didn't take his shirt off. Dan Hurley took his shirt off.
Nobody
took his pants off and spanked his bottom.
Okay, all right. That's very graphic.
Yeah, sorry, but
this spanking.
Can I
talking about Blankenbaker in Nashville, or are we talking about Must Bus?
I mean, what is Blankenbaker doing in Nashville?
Well,
I
we were talking off air. Blankenbaker's with 15 dudes in Nashville, and they were top golfing it today. And I'm like, how many of those guys have tucked in shirts with nice belts?
Yes. Oh, nice belts.
That's Blank. How many of them?
Not braided belts. Not like Locke's braided belts. These are nice belts.
And Blank has been wearing all U of L gear the entire time, right? He's in Nashville.
Of course. Yeah, he's got to show everybody. He's the one person in Tennessee wearing U of L gear, and he's got to show everybody.
Well, Ty's there. Spalding.
Oh, Ty Spalding's in Nashville?
Yes,
I didn't know that. I thought he'd go to the game in the Yum Center.
Yes.
Maybe watch a little basketball. He's a basketball biddy, Ty Spalding is. No, he was.
I don't see him as a basketball bet.
I'm just making a joke.
Texas says Lonnie Baxter isn't walking through that door. Texas says no SEC fan has any room to make fun of the Big Ten. Well, no, everyone has.
Everyone's going to make fun of the Big Ten.
Is making fun of the Big Ten. No, that's what I'm saying. Everybody's in on this.
SEC's had champions. I mean, the ACC's had champions. Big 12's had champions.
Has anybody here seen my old friend, the Big Ten?
Big Is.
He's taking a run at the Big Ten. Is that Jack Grossman's burner? Is that what that was, taking up for the Big Ten? Was that Grossman and Cam Drummond at the bar today?
Oh, man. Well, Jack hung around the office for a little while.
Oh, he was there today? Oh,
yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, he's looking good.
Oh, good for him.
Having a good time in the ATL and everything. Yeah, everything seems to be fine.
Did he have a little pep in his step? You know, like he's living that ATL life?
Yeah.
Was he different at all?
No.
So he's just the same Jack?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm happy or sad about that.
He seemed the exact same to me.
Exact same to you. Okay. Yeah. I thought that maybe be talking on his
hoops.
Own.
Eating bear nose and talking hoops.
Well, that's Jack.
I mean, that's why I came down there at lunchtime. That is, he knew Phil was going to be having the
George,
bear nose.
Yeah, he knew George gave those pizzas to Phil. And so he had to be like, oh, Phil should be there about now. I might make my way down to the office, see if I can get a slice or two. Talk to Andy about some basketball.
We see Cooper today begging for a ticket.
I saw that.
And Coop will get one. I mean, Coop.
So there's like $20.
Dina bought like an entire like set for the weekend. I guess he had some. He bought them from some buddy, and they backed out. Yeah, he's trying to sell them. Dina, are you still selling them? They're like $400. I'm like, good luck, Dina.
Oh, Dina, no. Like, $400. Oh man, you watch Princeton. Ugh. Dina. Coop just wants him to give them to him.
Like, of course.
Like, dude, you should just skip those over to me. Not in a discount.
I should go on Sunday. Especially if it's Princeton and someone goofy.
It would be fun. It would be funny.
Yeah, if it's someone goofy.
Yeah.
If Alabama loses, I'll be great.
It would be fun.
Who would that be? It'd be, okay, what are the matchups? No, let's do it again.
I don't know.
Alabama and Creighton. I really don't know. Hang on.
Let's see if Strieble knows. Now, you just gave it to him, kind of. So, what are the matchups tonight? We have four games. Come on, Strieble, I really just kind of gave you one.
Alabama, Creighton, but I didn't think they played.
No, they don't play. They would play.
They would play. If Alabama.
Come on.
Beats...
Who does Alabama have tonight in the KFC Yum Center?
Princeton.
No.
No, I really don't know.
San Diego State.
Oh, yeah, they're the 5 seed, yeah.
Creighton has Princeton.
All right, okay.
The Midwest Regional. Kansas City.
Kansas City.
Come on, Strieble. Do you have any idea?
I really don't know.
Think about where we're sending Cal.
Xavier has a good game tonight. Xavier, Texas.
Yes.
Xavier, Texas. And then I really don't know the other game.
Houston?
Oh, yeah, Houston and I don't know who Houston
plays. He talked about one of the players. Yeah.
Miami, there you go, Isaiah Wong, Houston, Miami. Yeah, again, I watched the games last night. I did. They were good games. I enjoyed myself, but I'm not following it like I would if it was Kentucky, and I'm saying, okay, who could we play down the road?
Texas says BBN wears UK gear at funerals. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for that. I wear BBN gear. The joke was that there's nobody wears Louisville gear outside the city of Louisville. Like, that's the joke. Like, I know BBN wears it everywhere. You can go just about anywhere in America and see someone wearing it in Kentucky.
Including New York.
Including New York City.
And then the kid goes for 6th and 7th grade.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
My man Noel decides to go to Kentucky, loved Kentucky, and then he has to beat Kentucky. And then Cal denigrates him. Then he has to go beat another Wildcat team.
That's unbelievable. Another whiff by Mitch Barnhart in Lexington. See, that's the problem.
Disgusting.
That's not a whiff.
It's a mini whiff.
It's not a whiff at all.
It's a retro whiff.
He went mid-major. He didn't go to a big school. Now, if it was between like Kentucky, like if like Kansas, Duke, and North Carolina all offered him in Kentucky, didn't, then I would call that a whiff.
He's a Kentucky
fan. Nobody.
He had handles. That's what the $9 million is for, to see this kid
again,
and say he got better.
He's really good. He's the best player in the tournament right now. Bleep off, Timmy. Noel's the best player in the tournament right now. That is a great story. But when he was going through high school and getting into college, like, he didn't have big offers. That's not a whiff on Cal. It's not. It's absolutely. And people are like, well, he should get Tyler Uselis' brother from Iowa. It's like, no, he shouldn't. He averaged 6 points a game at Iowa. No, he shouldn't.
Who said that?
Oh, it's there people.
Oh, that's again, another BBN thing to get Tyler Uselis' brother from
will he
Iowa?
Will his brother join his brother on the staff? His brother's on the staff. Like, no! He averaged six points a game.
You guys are in worse shape than Louisville fans right now.
Absolutely not.
I don't know, man.
Absolutely not. I'd rather be this than delusional, like Louisville fans are delusional. Like, they have some badass team coming in, and they have a great coach.
Church of LaBasse.
Okay, again... they were excited about
Okorafor. Rummage loves that guy.
He loved Okorafor, too, and he played 3 games.
Texas says if people in the media didn't shove the narrative that the Big Ten is the best basketball conference year in, year out, just because they usually get the most mediocre teams in the tournament, maybe they wouldn't get made fun of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to put somebody in the tournament, though. Unfortunately, you got to put some. Yeah. They didn't put ACC teams
in the tournament.
I mean,
they didn't put Wisconsin in. So.
Yeah, they didn't put Wisconsin. They didn't put a number of the Minnesota in. I mean,
Texas says, question, is it douchey to wear your UK stuff to the Yum Center tonight?
No, absolutely not.
Yes,
not
it is. Game. Yes, it is.
Why
do you need to wear your, why do you have to wear, like,
yeah, but Louisville people would. I think we need to make it Louisville or Kentucky.
No, of course, I haven't worn my Louisville stuff, like, at all. Like, well, I've never worn it once yet.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm ashamed right now, so yeah, I'm not.
You can wear whatever. Again, they're not going to have like a ton of Princeton fans in there. It's like, yeah, if you want to go and watch the games just for fun because you're a basketball fan, wear your gear. Wear Kentucky. Wear Indiana. Wear Louisville. It's like neither one's a douchey thing to do. I don't think so. Who cares?
All right, I'm making that a poll question. Is that okay with
you? Yeah, that's fine with me. I just don't think.
Did I tell you all about the guy that I saw? I was on surveillance. This was during the, I think it was the Kentucky-Tennessee game. It was a bigger game for Kentucky. Okay. And I was on surveillance. This is down in Dixie Highway. I was down there on surveillance. There's a dude who walks out literally in one of the complexes around me, decked out, blue sweatpants, UK gear, blue and white or shoes, the old starter UK Wildcat, you know, with the penis tongue jacket and all that, and a hat on. He was way over, you know, he was exceeding the two logo limit. But
sure.
Just walking around outside smoking a doobie the entire time the game was on. Didn't have a phone, didn't watch it, wasn't doing anything, just walking around smoking a doobie.
Hey, let my man have a good time. You know, quit being the fun police.
No, just watch the game. Smoke a doobie and watch the game while you're wearing your gear. He wasn't watching the game.
You know what? You're the weird one. You're the one staring at him. He's just trying to enjoy a smoke.
I'm getting paid to do what I'm doing, and he just happened to be in the vicinity of my area.
No, you're sitting there, the man's trying to have a nice afternoon, and you're sitting there judging him on your Justin Sofaro high horse.
You
should be in watching.
Are you
the
really?
Game.
He should be watching the game.
He should be in the game.
No, the entire game. The entire time the game was on, he's outside.
Maybe he had business deals.
No, I watched him. He was just there. He didn't have a deal. He was just walking around
on somebody.
Smoking a doobie.
I don't know what he was doing.
I watched him for two hours.
Maybe Locke McClain cut his cable.
Texas says KP might have a better roster than Kentucky next season.
Stop it. That's why they're in a worse spot, because they make up crap like that. That's why they're in a worse spot.
Texas says, is there going to be a Sweet 16 watch party tonight at the Poon?
Oh, it's been
a great
time.
Question.
Yeah, Diener going to drop by?
Diener, I don't know, man. I don't know what Diener's
up to. Is the Poon
in
operation if Blankenbaker's not in town?
I have no. Yes. Oh, I. You know,
I'm just saying. I know.
Blank's not on the inside of the Poon group.
He acts like he is.
He's second tier, like Levis in the NFL draft.
He's not going to be second tier.
Yeah, he's second tier.
He's going to be a first round.
Well, no, he's called second tier. Like the first tier. He Levis and Richardson are second tier.
Okay, gotcha.
And Stroud and Bryce Young are tier first, one.
Okay, gotcha.
And they're tier two. You can do tier 1A or tier 1B if that makes you feel better. Texas says, nothing screams come punch me in the face more than wearing a UK shirt outside the Commonwealth. Yeah, but this would be
again,
in the Yum Center.
People do this. Like, okay, here's the thing. So it's a problem if you're out and you're on vacation or you're visiting family.
You're in Destin.
And you're somewhere and you're
in Orlando.
You can't wear your team's gear.
Well, I think this is saying more Kentucky. I mean, Rummage goes to Orlando, he's wearing Louisville gear. He's got Adidas, he's got the bird,
yeah.
Got a little Josh Hurd photo with him, he's good to go.
I mean, he's pompous,
ready to meet Mickey.
Pompous Louisville fans.
Yes.
Nothing says punch me in the face like wearing a Kentucky shirt when you're in Florida.
Like, shut up.
Yeah,
stop it.
I agree with you on that point, but I love Rummage, but yeah, I'm not doing that either. Like, wearing it everywhere just to show everybody I'm the biggest fan.
It doesn't have to wear it everywhere. It's like, if you just have shirt and you're like walking around or whatever, you have your Kentucky shirt on, your Louisville shirt on, like, what's the problem with that? Or like your NFL team, like you got your Eagles on, you got your Giants on, you got your Cowboys on, you got your no one wears a Charger shirt, never mind. Like, there's nothing wrong with that.
I gotta be the best fan. I'm the best fan. Look at me.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm the best fan.
Like, there's people in Kentucky that wear Tennessee gear, and no one's going, hey, don't you wear that around here. No one's saying that.
Well, I mean, there's a few times that's probably, you know.
Well, it depends on where you are in the state.
Texas says the Cards. No, I'm not saying Lady Cards. Thank you for everyone who says that. We're not doing that. Yeah, the game's over, 93-9. They're on the air at 9:30 no matter what when they start.
Right.
You know, I mean, if they start at 10:25, that's going to be a 55-minute pregame for my man Nick Curran.
Right.
I don't know what to
absolutely.
Tell you.
It's going to be late night biscuit tonight.
I don't know what to tell you.
Biscuit off, you know.
Biscuit and Chrissy.
Yeah, Biscuit and Chrissy. Late nights with Biscuit and Chrissy. And Jeff Walls, special guest. I like the sound of that.
Made that sound odd.
I'm
you
sorry,
made that
Biscuit,
a little
I'll
weird.
Be asleep. I apologize, Biscuit.
Texas says there's a fight that almost started between a UK fan and a Bama fan that happened behind the Troll Pub minutes ago.
Oh, really? Yes.
Thank you for that.
Let's go. That's what I need to hear. I mean,
the Bama fans winning in everything, basketball, football, right. Women's basketball. It's everything.
Yeah.
It's everything.
I don't know the fight's over. I'm
They're
sure
the elite athletic department right now
they
over
are.
Kentucky.
Absolutely. Well, over everybody. Not just Kentucky. I mean, over everybody.
Texter, I've seen a lot of Princeton fans walking around. There you go. They'll
all
be
right.
your future boss.
Exactly.
The man or woman you end up hating. You think's a dumb CEO. Well, you might see him at the KFC Yum Center tonight.
They're ruining America. Insider trading. Like,
do the Princeton people know that the smartest people go to Trinity and St. X around here? Are they going to be worried about that? Do you think the Princeton people will be worried about the St. X Mafia?
No.
Since to be a leader, you got to go to St. X and Trinity? Yeah,
yeah,
I mean, what do you think?
I don't think they care about
you don't
that.
Think they care about
no,
that?
No, no, no. I don't think so.
You think Princeton's okay with
I think
that?
Princeton's fine with that. Yeah. Don't short sell collegiate either. That's probably even more of a high profile place than even St. X and Trinity collegiate.
Texas says nothing wrong with supporting your team. Rig is correct.
Yeah.
Now, these teams have nothing to do with us. So if you go down there and you wear a card shirt, and you wear the Hoosiers, a little crimson, you wear your BBN stuff, I'm fine with
yeah.
it. Now, what will happen is the Kentucky fan will wear all the blue, okay,
yes.
that Justin was talking about,
yeah, every
and
head
will
to toe.
Ethan Moore in Card Chronicle, and that's it.
Yeah, if there might be a guy in the Card Chronicle bird mask sitting in the and then they'll take a picture of that.
I doubt
that. All over the.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
Well, one will
well,
be seen
could.
With shame. The Kentucky guy will be seen with shame today. That's what I'm saying.
Why
the Kentucky fan that goes in all blue tonight and gets all over television
uh-huh.
will be seen in shame more so than the Louisville.
Andy, you know I'm right.
No, it's the
not.
Narrative.
Andy, you for some reason you're missing the point that Louisville is the laughingstock of college basketball. No, it's not. Like why do you keep trying to put Louisville ahead of Kentucky? Like Louisville's in a better situation than Kentucky. Like what is the nexus? Like what's the crux of that argument?
Kenny Payne's out here just working fools, getting all these recruits.
Yeah, he's working
it's
fools.
It's year
no,
one.
Yeah, he's
you
like,
haven't
he's
heard.
Working fools.
You have not
doesn't
heard Bobby
count.
B. This
have
is year one.
Have you been
year
practice?
Year
been have you been
last
practice?
Year doesn't count.
Have
this
you?
Year doesn't
has
count.
Justin,
it's year one.
has Sofaro been to practice?
No, but Paul Rogers has. Have you been to practice?
No, I haven't. Bob has.
Texas says the mist is moving in tonight. No, it's not.
No, it's not. I don't think it. There'll be Kentucky fans there just because, but there's not like a descending of a mist there.
I can't remember now. Can you drink beer at an NCAA
yes,
event?
Yes, you can. Yeah.
You can? Okay.
Because I went and saw the
Yeah, you can.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I should know that.
I went and watched the first round. I think it was the platoon team when they played whatever bum they played in the first round at the Yum Center, and I drank a beer. It was great.
Texter says, wearing your college gear outside of game day is odd and weak. It also says you're from the Midwest or South.
That's not true. Again, NFL, MLB, NHL, NBA, those people wear their stuff all the time.
Well, think about this.
Where are these people coming from?
I don't know.
I don't either. Like, Yankees. I mean, yeah, I mean, every fan base wears their stuff all the time. These people are foolish. It's foolish.
Texas says, I'm going to wear my St. Peter's gear tonight.
Oh, man. Oh, wow. You got me there, St. Peter's. I'm going to wear, oh, gosh. I'm going to wear my Bellarmine gear, and I'm going to wear my Wright State gear, my Appalachian State gear, my Arkansas gear, my Texas Tech gear. I mean, I have 28 teams I can choose from. I can wear their gear tonight. 28 teams. How about that?
All right.
No, they're worse off.
Strebel discusses Timmy next.
Metro College is a program that helps students pay for tuition, and I didn't believe it. You have to work third shift 5 days a week. It's a great and rewarding thing when you graduate. I would do it all over again, just like I just did.
You know those buddies who magically become medical professionals when you're not at the top of your game? The ones who say,
come on, muscle through it.
But then also say,
hey, you should probably see my specialist.
Or surgery or pain meds. It's almost always false, false, and false. Athletico's physical therapists, the same therapists who work with professional athletes, can tackle those little aches and pains from the start, before they become big ones. So next time, don't believe everything you hear. Instead, start with Athletico.
Schedule your free assessment at athletico.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I drove up from Lexington this morning, had a chance to listen to most of the Diener show, and yeah, very entertaining. Very, I love Blank. I mean, he he never lets the facts get in the way of a good story. He was talking about
the blue coat.
Yeah, yeah. He was talking about Rupp Arena this morning and all of that stuff.
And James Strebel.
Let me give Blank a little piece of advice. You know how you shut people up, Louis? You beat them. That's how you shut people up. Yeah. So when you're losing. And basketball, I mean, they're not in the same hemisphere. So, don't worry about how the fans react. If you beat them, they'll shut up.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, halfway through. Reminder, in an hour, mixtape here on ESPN 680. 105.7 ESPN Louisville.com and the ESPN Louisville at 4 o'clock hour again presented by RGB Home Theaters. Find them online, rgbhometheaters.com. Also, if you're looking to get in shape here in 2023, do it with who we trust, and that is the Fitness Market. You can find them online, thefitnessmarket.com, 882-2694. Check out their Facebook page as well. The two locations, Plantside Drive and Westport Road. No matter what you need, they got it today. Residential, commercial, and so much more. They'll work with that budget. Again, thefitnessmarket.com. You know what? You're going to say something?
Yeah, I just want to say congratulations to DJ Wagner, Gatorade Player of the Year in New Jersey. How many Player of the Year, Gatorade Players of the Year was on Louisville's roster? But yeah, they're going to be better than Kentucky, and Kenny Payne's just this great coach, recruiter. You getting any Player of the Years on your roster? Dennis Evans getting Player of the Year? No. Trenton Flowers getting Player of the Year? No. Caron Davis getting Player of the Year? No. He's from JUCO. I can go on down the list.
He can play the 1, 2, and 3. Yeah. That's what I heard. Who said that? Did Justin say that?
I wonder if Justin Edwards might get Player of the Year in his state or, you know.
What state's he from?
I don't know. It's a good question. I bet he does, or if he doesn't, he's in the running. I bet Dillingham probably in the running too. But yeah, you know, just thoughts.
Crystal ball vet!
Oh, I mean, yeah, Reed Shepard was Mr. Basketball in Kentucky. He's on the team. Yeah.
Did that just come out, or did someone send that to you?
No, I saw it on IG.
Okay. What else did you see on IG?
It was just DJ Wagner.
That's all you saw is DJ Wagner?
Yeah, between the models, a little DJ Wagner between Kiki and Jessica.
Anastasia. Was DJ sandwiched between IG models?
No, he wasn't. It was mostly like paranormal, like mostly more paranormal conspiracy stuff on IG.
Oh goodness, what you do at night on the weekends?
Is that
going to be one of your nights? Is the wife working? What's going on?
No, she no longer works third shift.
So you're just good to go.
It's just hanging out tonight.
They'll hang out tonight.
Yeah, tomorrow I got to work a fundraiser, but yeah.
No fundraiser.
Yeah,
look
a little
at
fundraiser.
You.
Fundraiser. Yeah.
What
little,
are you guys raising funds
for? My daughter's softball team.
Nice.
Yeah, go to the World Series in Florida. So yeah.
So what are you doing? Well, you selling hot dogs or something?
I'm doing the bourbon pool.
Oh, a bourbon pool.
Yeah, dude, a bourbon pool, yeah.
Where's this at?
It's Shepherdsville. God, why'd I say it like that? Jeez. Shepherdsville. It's like a cornhole tournament and like food.
Cornholio,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, that's what's going on, yeah.
So, you got to get that, Justin.
God, that was so BBN.
That was. No, I think you just.
For no reason.
It's like your mouth just.
Shepherdsville.
Well, we had like people from Shelby County. We all say Shelbyville. We out in Shelbyville. So that's kind of what came out of you right there.
Yeah.
I don't know what came out of him right there. I feel like it was an alien.
I'm glad it wasn't
Men
an alien.
Men in Black. Yeah. Texas says nothing comes up for the Fitness Market. I do not say it like Mitch. I say the Fitness Market.
The Fitness Market. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I say. You if it doesn't come it. Across, I apologize. The Fitness Market. You A-wipe. Okay.
Texon's on it today, man. They're pressing buttons for everybody.
Well, I mean, do we want to do Timmy stuff, or what do we need
we
to do
can.
Here?
Do we want to
do Lamar Jackson stuff? I mean, Lamar Jackson
is more interesting than Drew Timmy, in my opinion.
okay, well, Timmy's not interesting. Just it's all because of you.
Yeah, exactly. That is exactly why.
Otherwise, I wouldn't care about Timmy. But he dominated.
He didn't dominate. He walked all over the place.
Like, he did walk all over the place.
He gets the Michael Jordan treatment without doing anything. Like, he gets the Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, LeBron James treatment. Like, refs don't blow their whistle. And Dan, I know what you said.
I'm going to ask you about Drew Timmy, Dan. What do you think?
You
got
to hear it.
I think he's fun to watch. I mean, he you know, his athleticism is not that great. Footwork is terrific.
No, it's not.
His basketball IQ is terrific. He's a fun player to watch. I mean, you had to think that UCLA, of course, you texted me about a half hour before the game started. Boca?
Adembo.
Yeah. UCLA missed him because the other guy that they put in there in his place, he couldn't come close to staying with Timmy. But no, he's a fun guy to watch. You know, another kind of below the rim guy, but much more polished offensively than Oscar is.
Oh, thank you, Dan. Thank you for that, Dan.
The dismount. What's
offensively
he doing?
Than Oscar
oh,
is.
The dismount.
What's he doing?
Polished offensively than Oscar is.
Dan.
I think he's fun to watch.
He's not fun to watch. He's not. He walks everywhere, and he. And
look, I think he's fun to watch.
UConn's interior is going to tear him up.
Timmy's good. He's fun to watch. I enjoy watching him. He's one of my favorites.
Well, good for you, Dan. I don't like watching him at
all.
He's
one of my favorites.
I mean, he took 37 steps to make a layup.
Man, he's one of Issel's favorites.
I know.
He's one of my favorites.
Like, Dan, I don't want to be mad at you. Why do you have to make me mad at you all the time? Kansas, Drew Timmy. You don't like watching.
Liking KP.
You don't like watching female musicians do sexy stuff on a stage. You don't like any of that. What's going on, Dan? Come on now.
These are four big things for you as well.
Yes, they are.
You love all of those things.
Passionate about these things.
Like, Dan.
Yeah.
I think you and Issel are just completely at odds.
We are.
Like, it needs to be said.
We share BBN.
You like him. You respect him.
Absolutely.
But you cannot. I could play 100 Issel sounds, and you would disagree with 95 of them.
Yeah, you're right.
That's how I feel.
Every time I hear Dan's sound, I love it. He's great.
He's one of my favorites.
But I can't get on board with that. Like, Dan, so don't you know BBN hates Drew Timmy?
Yeah, I don't know if he knows that.
I don't think he does.
He just sees... He's below the rim, white guy.
Yes.
That's what Dan Issel sees. Footwork and IQ.
He's one of my favorites.
And the footwork the footwork's not good if you always walk. He always walks.
This is
not good footwork.
This is the BBN thing, and I know. I appreciate it. He definitely had a few and a couple key buckets where he absolutely traveled.
Absolutely.
Oscar, come on.
Oscar,
Mr. Hack, Mr. Blunt Instrument, Mr. Travel.
He's one of my favorites.
No, he's not Mr. Travel. And does he not get called for those fouls?
No, not all of them. Oh. Some of them.
Okay, do the fouls on him, do they get called? No.
He's got the Shaq treatment.
Oh, exactly. So that's fair. That's
fair. He's one of my favorites.
But Drew Timmy gets off the hook for everything.
Everything.
Yeah,
he does.
It's ridiculous. It's absolutely, and he's not even that good.
I mean, he you know, his athleticism is not that great.
The only person I have on my side is Rick Bozich, and because Jay
and he's a basketball Benny.
Yeah, because old Jay Wright is something ridiculous. He said he was a top 50 all-time player.
Oh, boy.
Last night.
Well, I mean, what if they win a championship or go to another Final Four?
He's
averaging 25 a game. He's averaging 20-some points a game.
He's not an all-time great.
He could be a Final Four MVP.
He's not a 100, top 100 player. He's not. He's not a top 100 player, and Rick Bozich is right about that. I am too. And
you're making me pivot to Timmy and Gonzaga.
You don't want to. I know you don't want to.
I know. I think I do. I don't give a rat's. You know what about any of these teams? I don't care who wins. Let's go Zags. Well, I got no problem with that. You've taken my take.
I know.
I'm just going to join Locke. I'm joining Locke. Let's go Zags.
It's just Drew Timmy. Like, I hate Drew Timmy. Like,
I know you.
He's not that great of a player. He's a set. You want to talk about all-time compilers? He's an all-time compiler. West Coast Conference.
I think he's fun to watch.
He's not, especially when he doesn't have UCLA's best big man guarding him.
I'd agree with that. That's why he had 36 and 13.
Adembona plays that game. He's a bum. straight up bum in that game. Just like when he plays most good teams with another good big man, he stinks.
Drew Hemme.
Yeah,
Drew. Bow him. Down
yeah,
to
Drew.
The king.
Yeah, Drew Hemme.
Big rig. That's gonna be the name of the hour.
I'm gonna love it when he's not. He never won Player of the Year. He's not gonna go. He's not gonna win a national championship. He's not gonna be drafted in the NBA. Drew Hemme. I mean, he's wish Tyler Hansbrough is what he is. That's what he is. They wanted him to be Tyler Hansbrough so bad, and he never did it.
Texas says, Strebel, how's it feel that Dan likes Timmy more than he likes you?
I don't think that's true either.
I think he's fun to watch.
And I know for sure he doesn't like you, Texter. That's for sure, 100%. He doesn't like you either.
Oh, Texter says, the more. All right, let's hear that real quick. Go ahead, Justin.
Shepherdsville. Oh, that is so bad. Shepherdsville. Sometimes Dixie
You're
Highway.
You're on it today. You really are on it today. Is that Dixie Highway? That's just your mouth doing something weird,
right? No,
that's
like, no, that's Dixie. That's,
all right, let me hear it
Valley
again.
Valley Village. Shepherdsville. Yeah.
That's Valley Village?
That's Valley, yeah. That's Valley Station, Valley Village.
What the hell's Valley Village?
It's a neighborhood.
Okay, okay, yeah. Thank you. Yeah. That's I figured, is that or a strip mall?
No, it's Deep Valley Station.
Okay, Deep Valley Station.
Strip mall or strip club?
No, it's not either.
Think Blaine goes to a strip club in Nashville?
I see him. Oh, you guys go ahead. I'm worn out. I'm tired. You guys, because that's what I would do. I'd do the same thing. I'm not making fun of Blank, but I think that's what would happen.
That's what you would do? That's sad. I don't like that.
I have no reason to go.
Timmy is Kevin McHale 2.0.
No, he's not. Kevin McHale Texas was an all-time great.
Fuse a better coach than Cal. No. If he wins one championship, it's going to start being a conversation.
It will be, no, if he wins a championship,
he wins
it will
a championship.
Be 100%.
But you got to win a championship.
You got to do that.
If you don't win a championship, you're not in that club. And then when you don't win a second championship, you're not in the club. Sorry, Bobby Huggins, you're not in the club.
Right.
Right.
No,
I mean, right now, Cal and like Jim Boeheim. You know, Boeheim retired.
Sure.
He never got in the two-title club. What do you think Cal's doing right now?
Why do you think he's
looking old as bleep, doing whatever he can to get in that second club?
Looking tired, looking haggard,
looking tired and haggard,
weary, everything. He sounds bad. He looks bad. He feels bad. All that he's trying to, he's chasing.
He needs a new hip.
He's chasing. I mean, he is.
Oh, he's chasing. There's no doubt about it.
And it makes me sad that he's chasing.
He's Mitchell Hannigan on the gambling circuit, chasing.
I mean, if he would have beat Kevin Ollie, or just
oh,
you know,
I have a Kevin Ollie story,
or beat Bo Ryan. He probably would have retired. He probably would have been done. He probably be like, all right, I got my two titles. I did the damn thing in Kentucky. Shepherdsville. I'm not tarnishing my legacy anymore. I'm gone. 100%. He was one of those titles.
Shepherdsville.
I don't think he's the coach of Kentucky anymore. I firmly believe that.
I wasn't listening to anything you said on the back end.
I'm just saying that.
I was trying to think. I was looking at my computer. Yeah. I was going to get a piece of sound. Oh, a story. You mentioned Kevin Ollie.
Yes. What I'm saying is that if he beats Kevin Ollie or he wins
in 100%.
2015, he's not in Kentucky right now. Yeah.
Kevin Ollie. I had this from 2 days ago. Kevin Ollie has left Overtime Elite as like the organizer, head coach,
he
and everything
like
else. Do you know who took over?
Oh, for Kevin Ollie?
And you shouldn't know.
I don't know. I don't know.
You should not know.
I just know.
Randomly, you would have had to see it. I have a Dan Wolkin tweet.
Oh, I was going to say Fiscarelli is a joke. Was it really?
It was.
You're kidding me.
Dave Lieto.
That's Fiscarelli.
And that's Fiscarelli.
Oh. The only reason I said that is because I knew he had a connection.
Yep.
I didn't remember his real name, but I remember that he had the connection to Kevin Ollie in Overtime Elite. Wow, that was random. I just shoot from the hip on that one.
It's totally true.
So Fiscarelli took over for Kevin Ollie.
If you don't know, there's a guy, Mark Fiscarelli, who was a fake reporter, and like he came back that it was Lieto, right? Or did Ence find it? Didn't Ence hunt?
Yeah, his old tweets still had all the responses with him.
Ence found
coach
it,
and all that, yeah.
And then he referenced, remember he started that blog where he's going to tell all? And
he mentioned me.
He mentioned you in the show, yeah. Because Ince cracked the code, and we talked about it. And I guess he got wind of it that we cracked the code. So that's amazing. So where's Kevin Ollie going?
Who cares?
It's just an odd move for him.
I don't care at all. Like, I have no idea.
Kevin, he won a national championship.
Texas says, does Strebel ever hang out at Brewski's across from Valley High School?
Oh, hell yeah. I was at Brewski's. Absolutely. Yeah, I got – there's one time I went in there because it was kind of a rough bar. you got some dirty looks in there one time.
Because you got dirty looks.
Well, so it was right.
What were you doing?
It was right after finals, like Cobb's in college.
Okay.
It was right after finals, so we'd all just been in class as being my buddies, and we decided to celebrate, just kind of like do like a. We went up and down Dixie Highway to like all the bars and like kind of hit all of them. And
right.
Then we went to Brewskies, and we're wearing like polo shirts and stuff. And you walk into a place called Brewskies with a polo shirt on, you're going to get some looks.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, that's what happened.
I don't like any part of that.
Yeah, yeah. But the people didn't say anything to us. They left us alone. But, yeah,
Shepherdsville.
We got the side eye at the Brewskies.
Shepherdsville.
It was right by – there used to be a Beef O'Brady's right there. It used to be by
Beef O'Brady's. What a throwback.
Yeah.
What an absolute throwback.
Yeah.
Texter says Shepherdsville.
Shepherdsville.
Texter says all the streets are named after Patriots in Valley Village, and he's not talking about Belichick.
Yeah, it's not Tom Brady and Gronk.
Texter says Timmy in a UK jersey would be considered an all-time great college basketball player by Rig. Absolutely.
No.
And BBN.
I'm not saying that about...
And he'd be celebrated even more than he is now.
I'm not saying Oscar Tshiebwe's an all-time great, even though Oscar Tshiebwe compiled better stats within a time span than Drew Timmy did. I mean, he averaged a double-double in two seasons of National Player of the Year. I don't consider him an all-time great.
So if there's one team in the tournament right now that you don't want to win the championship, is it Gonzaga for you and for Andy?
It's not for me. I want him to win it.
Yeah.
I want him to win the title now more than anybody.
Yeah.
Okay, Andy, is there one that you don't want to win?
Let me think here. You know, I'd probably go with. Oh man, is Xavier one? How good would that be?
No, Xavier
just
winning would be awesome.
Just for Sean Miller.
Yeah, I want Xavier to win. Yes.
It was Tennessee, probably. That's who it was.
Yeah, I can see
that. That's who it was. Yeah. Who would it be now?
Yeah, who's left?
I don't have anything. I don't have anything. I hate to say that. I just have no I'm not anti Alabama. Like if Miami won after they bought players openly, that'd be great. If Houston won, Calvin Sampson in some crap conference, you know who would be? Creighton.
Creighton.
For no reason. Sorry if you're in town from Creighton and you're going to the Lou City match
on
Saturday.
We hate your team.
Probably you. I'd rather have Princeton lose by 100 to Alabama.
That would give the basketball Benny something to peacock about if Creighton won. Because all the basketball Bennies, they're the team that they love to tell you how they're all great at basketball.
How they're great, yeah.
Yeah, how great they
they're
are all
by
the time.
10 tonight.
Wow, that's a lot.
Shepherdsville. See, mine is just, it's UConn. I don't want to see them win.
Really?
I'm tired of seeing them look into championships. They've done it enough.
But they've been good all year.
But like, no,
UConn.
I do too.
In the recent past, like they've done it, like the last two I felt like they kind of lucked into. The Kemba Walker one and then the 2014 one, that team was straight ass. That team Louisville beat by 33 times.
I think that's fair, but like
that makes sense.
Like this team,
I see what you mean.
Yeah, that's fair, but I think this team's not like those teams. Like this team's been respected in the top 25 all season.
But we've
I
never seen them because they're always on. Whatever.
I liked. Well, I mean that's true. Listen, I said that in the first.
Yeah.
You know I'm right with that, Justin. Thank you. I feel like I have seen them a ton less because you know you got especially if you're streaming, you got the ESPN app up now.
And they're not on it.
I have two TVs, RGB, so you know. I'm watching something else other like UConn would be third on my list.
Sure.
But I have seen UConn less. Like I've seen Michigan more.
Oh okay? Yeah, 100%.
Like I don't need to see Michigan more. I've seen Texas a ton. I've seen SEC and ACC teams.
Big 12, Big 10,
I've seen probably listen, I've seen barely more UConn than like Georgia Tech.
Sure, no, I'm with you because I mean they're on Fox Sports, whatever.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. It's on the ESPN app, and I think that slices a little bit.
Sure.
On UConn, but I like UConn as a
program.
I do
too. I like Dan Hurley. For some reason, don't ask me why. And I love Luke Murray because he's the one guy that made it out of the cesspool, and he's clean, and he doesn't have the muck on him anymore.
He
had the stink.
He brought his
of
dad
Louisville.
With him.
Oh yeah,
Bill Murray. Bring the story.
Again, smiling.
They're actually winning with him.
Oh,
Louisville
yeah.
lost every game with Bill Murray. UConn's winning every game with
exactly,
Bill Murray.
Exactly. They
That's
look great.
The truth.
Oh, and Bill Murray's buying drinks for UConn fans at the team hotel instead of blanket
instead
maker.
Of blank. Oh,
oh, it's great.
No.
I'm all UConn, baby. They're the number one team I'm cheering for now. It's them and Xavier.
Really?
Give me a little one. Give me a little Big East. Give me a little Big East basketball. How's that so, for you? Give me a little UConn.
Yeah, but you
give me
think
a little
they're
Sean
bums.
Miller.
Should I look for
no,
Murray,
I don't,
Luke
you
Murray?
No, I don't think they're bums. How many times have I had to tell you that I respect the Big East?
All right. I'm like all in on Gonzaga now.
Okay, good.
You found it.
Good. I'll battle you. you both. I don't want Gonzaga. I want UConn or I want Xavier. Those are the two teams I want.
All right, I have. I'm struggling here. I got Murray State stuff because obviously
Mitchell.
Yeah, I have a John Murray. Moran. I have a Murray Mitch update.
Oh, we tried to do like a mid-major
from
Mitch
May,
update
from
that
May 2020.
Like, that was like two shows.
Time now for the Murray Minute.
I can fish. I can hunt
with the noodler himself.
Oh. Noodling is like, it's kind of like fishing. If you want to catch a big catfish, you just stick your arm in the pond and let the fish bite your arm, and that's how you bring it out of the pond.
The kid from Callaway County.
I'm not that country, but I am a truck guy.
His name is Mitchell Hannigan.
Good afternoon. My name is Mitch Hannigan.
And he needs his Motorola.
Motorola. I love my Motorola. Mitchell Hannigan.
That's a great open.
Man.
Yeah, there we go. I love that.
Damn. Even though Mitch could be Mitch, I miss that. I really do.
All right, here's blank on Bill Murray. I found one.
Oh, good. Yes,
this
here
is
we
from
go.
2020, December 2020.
Here's what you missed on the Diener Show.
It's kind of weird to just be walking the concrete. Oh, there's Bill Murray. We've normalized Bill Murray. It's crazy.
Have you interacted with him?
Yeah, no, he bought me drinks and appetizers in Des Moines, Iowa.
And it was serving him, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was serving him in the bar. Yeah.
And then when you say he bought you, he bought everyone.
Everybody.
Yeah, I didn't say, hey, I really enjoy the Crunch Zone.
Weekday morning.
Oh, that's process doing good producing.
Yes, look, I mean, Blake did make it.
Have you interacted with him?
Yeah, no, he bought me drinks and appetizers in Des Moines, Iowa.
He didn't think Diener's going to call him on it. I love it. He tried to make
like
it sound
he just
like.
He bought it for him.
No, yeah. He bought me drinks and appetizers in Des Moines, Iowa.
Like he's the one he bought me cocktails and potato skins.
No, he bought me drinks and appetizers in Des Moines, Iowa.
Oh, that's great. I forgot all about
that's
that.
Fantastic.
That's fantastic.
Not anymore, Blankenbaker. He's buying it for the UConn
version. Luke Murray now.
Yeah, UConn version of the Crunch Zone, whatever that is. The Husky Zone.
N says it was either Lieto or his assistant who had access to his Twitter.
Okay.
One or the other, it's great.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, Ince gets credit here. He's the one that found out. He did the investigative journalism that we needed.
I think by the numbers, 437-968, I think by the numbers before we get to break here. By the numbers, you know, offense, total offense, 18, defense, 3. Do they have that first-round pick? That's Alabama, yes. Mm-hmm. Houston, yes, fits that criteria. Yeah. Overall offense, 8. Defense, 4. And then Sasser. Texas, offense, 21. Defense, 10. I don't think they have a first-round pick. They just have a bunch of, like, B-plus, A-minus guys.
Like, good, like really like good really college good, players.
Yeah, like, yeah. And that's how I feel like with Gonzaga. I think Timmy does get drafted in the second round. That's my opinion.
I think
but
you're right.
What,
yeah,
I mean,
I agree with that.
Whatever. They're 1 in offense, 73 in defense. So, I mean, if you went by it, Gonzaga would not win the title. To me, Texas, UConn, Houston, Bama are the 4 teams.
I'm with you. I think those are
UConn's
the ones.
Offense is 3, their defense is 13. Do they have a first round pick? I mean, I don't believe so,
I don't
right?
Think so, yeah.
I don't believe so.
They're in my final 4. I got Texas, Alabama, national championship. The only one I missed.
Well, you're
out
alive
on.
Then.
I have Texas, Alabama, and who did I just say? UConn.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah. Sure.
If Chris Beard's the coach, would you be on Texas like this?
No.
Thank you.
I'll be honest. No. I'll be honest here with that. No,
thank
I wouldn't.
You.
It's not like I like Texas. I just think
no,
that
you,
they're
you,
good.
You would have stood up.
Players.
You would have stood up against Chris Beard.
I would have. Yes.
The way that you're doing Timmy and the way that you've done in the past.
100%.
Okay. That's what I thought.
No, Texas would be one of the teams that I absolutely would not want to win the
fair
tournament
enough.
If it was Chris Beard.
If it was
as the
Chris
coach.
Beard. Fair,
yes.
Fair enough.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Is AJ Johnson still going to go there?
No, he bought me drinks and appetizers in Des Moines, Iowa.
It's a great question. I mean, I haven't heard any rumors of
nothing.
Him, you know, looking
I'm
elsewhere.
I'm just wondering. I mean,
opening his recruitment back up. Yeah. That's a great question. I mean,
it's a question. I don't know if it's a great one.
I don't see him trading out Texas for.
Well, I'm not saying he's going
Ole
to Louisville.
Miss.
I'm just saying,
I mean, like Ole Miss. Like, I don't think he'd follow Chris Beard and play there in that dark arena. I think he'd. I'd rather stay at Texas. You know that NIL money's hitting there.
Now, listen, I'm with you. Yeah, I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
Let's get to the Lamar Jackson stuff. We can do that
oh,
on
yeah.
the, we can do that on the other side. I mean, do we play this? We got to play this Barkley sound, right? We'll play it on the other side as well.
Charles Barkley sound?
You haven't heard this from last night?
No.
Oh, the new president, Charlie Baker of the NCAA. He sounds like Mark Emmert.
Oh, no.
Dan Wetzel wrote about it today, and he's like, yeah,
it's a clone. It's an Emmert clone. We're getting the same guy, same thing.
He's talking NIL, and it doesn't sound like what's going on now. I can assure you of that.
Well, they should be able to sign some jerseys.
It's not the process Chris Livingston's probably going to be going through.
No, not at all.
437-9680. We'll take a break. On the other end, the Lamar story, the Charlie Baker sound. What an odd thing. Strebel's been frustrated all day. We'll get to it all here. One more hour to go on ESPN 680.